checks are not in the mail. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. 800,000 federal workers won't be paid today or in the coming days.
It's an abysmal situation.
We are not here to debate the value of the wall. That's for the politicians to decide.
They were out protesting in Colorado, but on day 21 of the partial government shutdown, there's no compromise in Congress. Democrats still call it a manufactured crisis, refusing to fund a wall. President Trump went to the border to make his case. Fox's Jared Halpern, live in McAllen, Texas.
Now, some Republicans in Congress are now urging President Trump to use executive authority and declare a national emergency to begin border wall construction. It's something President Trump told reporters at the border he has every right to do.
We're already building, but now we would be able to carry the construction through. We actually have a fantastic design that's going to be efficient and fast and really, really work well.
The president concedes the move could trigger legal challenges, but he says he's confident the administration would prevail. Dave.
And Jared, they prayed for this in Wisconsin. A 13-year-old girl missing since October found alive. Fox's Jeff Manasso live in Wisconsin.
Dave, Jamie Kloss walked away from one of her captors last night in Gordon, Wisconsin, looking skinny and dirty and wearing shoes that were too big. The 13-year-old approached a neighbor saying, "I am Jamie Kloss. Help me." 3 months after she was kidnapped and her parents were murdered inside their home in Barron, about an hour south from where she was found. Family members are overjoyed.
It's crazy, great emotions that you can't explain.
One person's in custody, Dave, and we're awaiting an update from the sheriff.
Jeff, they're mourning a rookie cop murdered in Davis, California. Natalie Corona was shot while responding to a car crash.
Natalie is 22 years old and was survived by her parents.
Police Chief Darren Pytel, the suspected gunman, was found dead, likely killed himself. Inflation was not a problem last month. Consumer prices dropped 0.1% overall because we were paying a lot less at the gas pump. This is Fox News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Easy to learn, easy to use. Small business software tailored just for you. With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Start out the new year with brand new custom window treatments from Blinds.com. Cellular shades, wood blinds, Roman shades, and more. Whatever you have in mind, they can help you reimagine one room or your entire home for less than almost any other home improvement. Go to Blinds.com now through January 15th for a guaranteed 25% off with promo code LIGHT. Get a guaranteed 25% off with promo code LIGHT. Rules and restrictions apply.
Again, about 800,000 federal workers will not get paid in the next few days like they're supposed to.
Some government workers affected by the shutdown are relying on donations, and others have started GoFundMe accounts to make up for not getting paid. The Coast Guard, which is funded by the Department of Homeland Security, not the Defense Department, is especially hard hit. One arm of the service, the Coast Guard Support Program, is getting backlash after publishing a tip sheet online to help affected employees, offering suggestions for extra money, including holding a garage sale, babysitting, or dog walking. The guidance has been removed from the website, and a statement from the Coast Guard says it does not, quote, reflect the current efforts to support the workforce. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Volkswagen is not the only car maker to get in trouble for cheating on emissions tests. Fiat Chrysler has agreed to settle with the U.S. government, paying hundreds of millions of dollars over diesel vehicles that would fool lab testers checking for pollution. Now, the company will also pay vehicle owners who'd filed lawsuits nearly $3,000 each, and Fiat Chrysler will recall and repair more than 100,000 Jeeps and Ram trucks over the issue. Now, separately, that automaker has another recall.
Fiat Chrysler is recalling more than 1.6 million vehicles worldwide. It's the latest action taken over ongoing problems with Takata airbags. The inflators can explode during crashes, projecting dangerous shrapnel into drivers and passengers. At least 23 deaths have been blamed on Takata airbags. This is just the latest action amid the largest automotive recall in U.S. history. Fiat Chrysler, also not alone, an estimated 10 million airbag inflators have been recalled this year, affecting Honda, Toyota, and Ford. Tom Graham, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could drop. Futures are down the day after the Dow rose 122 points in a fifth straight day of gains. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A man found not guilty of a murder is suing the police department. Shamario Brown spent 6 months in jail awaiting trial and says he was wrongly connected to the crime because of his ties to gang members. The Champaign County State's Attorney's Office says it stands by the officers involved in the investigation. A new scam to be aware of. It's catching on nationwide. WECT says the scammers pose as employees of the Social Security Administration and call potential victims, threatening or misleading them to try to steal their Social Security numbers. If you check your caller ID, it might look as though they really are calling from the Social Security Administration. Remember, the Social Security Administration will never call to threaten your benefits or tell you to wire money, send cash, or put money on gift cards. Anyone who tells you to do those things is a scammer. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
At 8:07, it's Friday, and the weather could turn to the worst, that's for sure. Plenty of sunshine this morning. We're at 20 now. Wind chill makes it feel like 12, but 34 are high. Then an increase in the clouds, and then we have this winter storm warning from 6 p.m. tonight until 6 a.m. on Sunday. 1 to 3 inches could come our way this evening with a low around 27. Tomorrow's high at the freezing point down to around 25 with another 3 to 5 inches of new accumulation that could come our way. A 30% chance of precipitation into Sunday where we could see just a little more on top of what we already got on Sunday. High 31, low 17. What a weekend ahead. It's Friday. You might want to stock up, get yourself prepared, a flashlight with batteries, things like that, charger for your phone, in your car, blanket, things like that. I know I had an issue on the side of the road up near Mantino when I was picking up my daughter Gabby, who's a junior at ISU, and she traveled over the holiday to head down south to Louisiana, and we had a flat tire along the side of the road, and oh man, I was really wanting a flashlight. We were using our phones and things like that, but it was just treacherous along the side of the road. I was really glad that Officer Blake ended up pulling over from the state police and helping us out. I was a damsel in distress. Again, don't have those kind of issues and stress. Just kind of think ahead and keep that tub of little things that you might need in case you have some car trouble in the car so that you're ready to face this wintry weather. Again, a winter storm warning in effect from 6 p.m. tonight until 6 a.m. on Sunday morning. ESPN 93.5, Stevie J has been giving us various reports as he tours Asia and lots of different friendships and people that he's meeting along the way.
On the ship, there are fabulous entertainers, and Monique Dehaney is one of them. She's a singer. She's from Jamaica, and she lives in Tokyo. I've got to know how in the world some talent from Jamaica ends up in Tokyo.
I know. It's so far, and there are no flights from Jamaica to Tokyo. Now, after university, I moved to Japan to work for the government. So I did that for about, yep.
How does that work?
I got placed from Jamaica, moved to a small town in Japan called Kochi City, and I was teaching at a university for a couple of years. And then one day I kind of just happened to become a singer. I was at a birthday party. Somebody asked me to sing, sang happy birthday. The right people were there, and they asked me if I wanted to start singing. Started singing with famous Japanese boy bands. I had to quit my job at the university, and it's worked out. It's really worked out. I've done a lot of commercials in Japan, a lot of backing vocals for artists, a lot of recordings, just everything, a lot of live gigs, and I released an all-Japanese album as well.
I am stunned that you didn't know you could sing till happy birthday. Are you serious?
I never thought of singing as something I would do, and it's never something I practiced or learned to do. Of course, in the shower you sing, or every now and again, but I guess other people knew that I probably had the ability to, but, you know, it was never something I was interested in or ever thought about.
So when you perform, what do you think about?
It depends on the audience. If the audience is giving me good energy, I think, yay, I love my life. I want to keep doing this forever and ever. And then if the audience is just being really quiet, I think about the beach in Hawaii. And I think about all the new places I could travel to.
But, you know, crowds vary. Some are going to be just eating out of your hand. Mm-hmm. Others are just older and quieter and not as fun, and you deal with it. You have to adjust.
You have to adjust. But some people, I would just say some people eat more quietly than others. They're generally good on cruise ships. Every now and again, you'll have people who are just exhausted, and no matter what you do, you know, they're just thinking about their tours the next morning. And those can be a little bit depressing, but other than that, it's
But
it's
you
really
know
fun.
How good you are. You wouldn't be on a ship. You wouldn't be in Japan. You wouldn't be hired. You wouldn't be working as a working singer. You have to be really good to get paid.
Every time people tell me how much they enjoyed the show, I am humbled every single time. For somebody who did not know this is, you know, who wasn't trained to do this, and is just figuring it out as I go along, and I'm dealing with people from all over the world, and it's singing, and I'm not singing ballads. I'm not getting up and I'm not singing a bunch of Whitney ballads that is easy to sell, and I'm not doing a tribute show. I'm doing like 5 different genres in one show and just praying that they love it. So you don't really know you're good. You just hope that you're the taste for the audience, and when they love it, you feel good.
Monique Dehaney, what is your favorite genre?
Honestly, I'd have to say jazz. And then reggae. And then funk. Point is, I don't have a favorite genre. I love everything.
When you go back to Tokyo, what will your routine be? I mean, how many performances do you generally do in a week?
It depends on how long I'm in Tokyo, but on weekends, on a Saturday, I'll probably run through about 4 or 5 weddings in different locations. And weekdays, I'll do probably recordings for commercials. And then sometime nighttime shows at the Hilton Hotel Tokyo, specifically Hilton. It all depends. Every week is different. Sometimes I take time off and I do nothing.
Why don't you say, my name is Stevie J. That's my name, Stevie J. Say, thank you, Stevie J, people all over Central Illinois, for listening in Japanese.
People from all over Central Illinois?
Yes, Illinois.
Illinois-san no tachi, Stevie J no radio bangumi. 今日は聞いてくれた本当にありがとうございました。
So beautiful.
That's because I'm making it beautiful.
Last thing, what's the best thing about Jamaica?
Oh, the food. Yeah. The food, without a doubt. The food. The food. Has to be the food. And I think a lot of people don't understand the food because it's so different. Mm-hmm. So they miss out on a lot. But I would definitely have to say the food.
How do you survive without the food? Then you make it yourself?
There's a huge Jamaican community in Japan.
I did not know that.
The Japanese Prime Minister went to Jamaica last year to recruit 5,000 girls.
Really?
To teach English in Japan. I just think he's trying to interbreed, you know. Well, but I think the food is fine. We can get some things. There are a few Jamaican restaurants. The embassy is really strong. So it's not too bad. And I go home quite often.
Awesome.
I jump between the States and Jamaica quite often.
You have frequent flyer miles. You know how to fly.
I know how to fly. Like, hey. I'm going to L.A. next week, and I'm not paying.
Okay. That's nice. I want everybody to Google Monique Dehaney. Look it up. She's the fabulous energy, one incredible singer. You can buy her CDs. Support this artist, Monique Dehaney. And it's a pleasure and honor to meet you, and so nice of you to chat with me.
And thank you for having me, Stevie J. That's amazing, and I wish you all the best with your radio program. I'll make sure to listen to it as well and post it on social media.
There it is, folks. You can hear this on podcasts, as Diane always posts at ESPN 93.5, live from the Sapphire Princess.
Pretty cool to hear Monique. I'd love to hear her sing now, as she sounds fabulous on the radio here at ESPN 93.5. At 8:15, we've got your sports headlines coming up next.
Dining out, you want easy parking. A restaurant with a full bar. Chefs who prepare great gourmet cuisine, appetizers, and casual fare to satisfy and surpass every standard. Date night, family gatherings, events, and parties where no doubt quality and service is assured. Does such a place exist? Yes, Houlihan's does, and it's here in Champaign. It's inside the spacious iHotel, where you can get a room as accommodating as the restaurant. Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar, just south of the State Farm Center.
ESPN 93.5, I'm Diane Ducey, Stevie J, traveling to Asia. Jeremy Werner has joined me in studio.
Hey,
good
Diane.
Morning.
Morning, how are you?
You good? The Illini hung with number two. You know, Michigan.
They hung around. They never really, truly, probably threatened Michigan, but Michigan's number two team in the country. And you saw your young guys play well, right? I mean, the three guys that are really foundation pieces, Io DeSumo, Georgie Bishanishvili, Trent Frazier made some shots, had a lot of turnovers, but those are kind of your three foundation pieces that you want to build around, and they're all showing growth. It's about all of them playing well together and all of them getting a little bit more help. You want some development. The older guys, Kipper Nichols, Aaron Jordan, not playing all that well.
Uh-huh.
So you're hoping guys like Tevian Jones, Alan Griffin, Samba Kane eventually grow into really good players, because that's what they need. They need more players. You see how good Michigan is, 1 through 6 especially.
Now, when I brought this up with another fan about this game, they mentioned the recruitments that had come in to watch that. Had you heard that?
Yeah, the top 100 commit, Antoine January, visited for this one, and his official visit, he committed without taking a visit to Illinois.
Oh.
That's the futures. You have Io. You hope they have Io for a couple years. You know, he's being mentioned in some NBA mock drafts now, which is a good thing for Illinois. Because they haven't had that in a long time, and he's really good. But it also means that you want to keep him. So, like, you want to keep him for multiple years at some point. And my wife is calling me, but hopefully it's not the call.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that in a second. So Io has been really good. But you need more players, and they need more guys in the front court. And Antoine January and Kofi Coburn obviously are that.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks for that summary. I know we have Illini Gymnastics in action tomorrow at 4. Wrestling, track and field, everything seems like it's kicking in here in 2019. Bulls are at Golden State tonight. Let's move on to what's happening NFL-wise. Mm-hmm. We have some big games tomorrow. Indy, Kansas City. What do you think on that game?
I like the Colts and what they're doing. It's just the Chiefs have been so good. Probably have the MVP of the league with Pat Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
But the Colts are rolling. And we saw with the Eagles last week against the Bears, even if the Bears were the better team all season, the Eagles are one of the hottest teams, and the Colts are definitely one of the hottest teams. I think it's going to be a great game.
Dallas and the L.A. Rams at 7:15 Saturday night.
Yeah, the Rams have shown some wear here recently. And, again, Dallas is really, really good defense. So it's kind of, for me, a match of Dallas, can they do ball control? Can they make the big plays? And can the Rams, you know, can they come together at the right time of the season? Because they've actually shown against good teams some struggles here.
And then the L.A. Chargers and New England.
I love this game because the Patriots have been kind of weaker all season, and the Chargers are playing really well. And this feels like Philip Rivers' best chance to win a Super Bowl.
Well, and so many people are just anti-Patriots
because
they've had so much fame and glory over the past, decade, it seems like. And then, of course, the one that Stevie J is interested in, New Orleans hosting those Philadelphia Eagles.
I'm never going to count out the Eagles. I mean, as a Bears fan, I saw what they could do. They're just a really, really good all-around team. Nick Foles magic. But I think New Orleans is probably the best team in the NFL and has been for most of the year. But the Eagles are defending Super Bowl champion for a reason.
Well, Jeremy, it could be the daddy call for Jimmy.
I got to get back to that phone.
I'll let you get to that. Thank you again for checking in on Sports Headlines here on ESPN 93.5. And we have this winter storm warning in effect from 6 p.m. tonight until 6 a.m. on Sunday. And we are expecting a few inches of snow in our area. Temperatures between the freezing point and a low around 25 in the evening. We have your Financial Business Minute that's brought to you by Provident Financial Group, ESPN 93.5.
Business Network. You might not have seen much change in prices last month, and you were likely paying less for gasoline. The Consumer Price Index declined 0.1% in December from November. Excluding food and energy, there was a 0.2% increase. Rent, groceries, household furnishings, and medical expenses cost more last month. Compared with December a year ago, prices were up 1.9%. The numbers are expected to calm concerns about inflation. Fiat Chrysler is recalling more than 1.6 million vehicles worldwide because the Takata airbags might not function properly. The recall involves Jeeps, Ram trucks, and Dodge and Chrysler cars from the 2010 to 16 model years. Attorneys for Nissan's Carlos Ghosn are seeking bail for him. He is still being held in Japan, where he is now facing new financial misconduct charges. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Hi. Hi, I'm Vanessa Duncan with Special Olympic Illinois Region I, and I'm inviting you to the 2019 Law Enforcement Torch Run, Polar Plunge, and Donut Dash at Lake of the Woods in Mahomet, Saturday, March 9th, with our Donut Dash starting at 9 a.m. and our Polar Plunge kicking off at noon. We are hashtag Reason for a Reason this year at the Mahomet Lake of the Woods Polar Plunge and Donut Dash on Saturday, March 9th. Join our Plunge Ambassadors, Sarah Mintz and Emerson York, and register today at plungeillinois.com.
823, we are supporting Team Aiden. My son is a Special Olympian, and actually we did a video that you might catch on Facebook under Special Olympics Region I, and we're doing a promotional video promoting getting in on that Polar Plunge and Donut Dash. The Donut Dash is a 5K that has three stops where you can consume a donut and take 1 minute off your time. It's all happening at Lake of the Woods on March 9th if you want to get involved. Just Google Special Olympics to find out details. I think it's been real interesting learning about the Asian culture and the different performers, too, that are on the Princess Sapphire as Stevie J experiences Asia with Stevie J Travel. Let's hear more on ESPN 93.5 at 8:24.
Another fabulous entertainer is Venus Tsai. She is an incredible violinist, one of the best. In fact, they say one of the best Asian contemporary violinists in all of Asia. And she's originally from Taiwan. You started playing violin at how old?
When I was 6 years old.
Did you know at the time that you were pretty good at this?
I just can tell when I saw the violin. I just fall in love with that instrument. And I told my mom, like, hey, I want that. Just give me nothing but that thing.
You immediately saw it and loved it?
Yes, I just fall in love. Like, wow, this amazing instrument. I even don't know what the name is, but I just fall in love so hard.
And so when you were growing up, you practiced every day?
Absolutely, yes. When I was home, I always practicing. My mom had to stop me to practice because the neighbor were like, oh, wow, what happened? Your house, like, always party.
And you had a lot of friends that played violin, but you exceeded. You got better and better and better and better. When did you know in your own mind that that was going to be your life? When did you know that you were going to be out there performing for a long, long time?
When I was 6 years old.
So you knew from the beginning?
Yeah. When I saw that instrument, I just, you know, when you love somebody, you don't think too much. You just spend the whole time, all day with that guy. So for me, I think I just marry. I mean, I'm single, right? But I'm married to my husband, violin, that make my life amazing, wonderful, and he took me to travel everywhere, so that's my dream.
Have you traveled all over the world?
I don't think all over the world, but mostly Asia because I speak Mandarin.
Okay, So you play a lot of China?
Yes, because I was in China Got Talent, and I won the most popular prize. Yeah.
So like American Idol, you were that in China?
Yes, China Got Talent.
That's awesome. Okay, and you won?
The most popular prize.
So that gave you a huge visibility. Everybody knew who you were from that. Do you play with symphonies? Do you solo? How do you perform? Just solos?
I play solo. Just me. Only me. With my husband.
You need to come to America. We need to have a concert for Venus Tsai in Chicago. It's only a matter of time. Do you have an agent?
Yes, but not regular. I have a cruise agent, and that's it. But it's only for the contract, the cruise contract. But I would love to go to America because that's wow.
We would love to have you in America. Before I let you go, you perform tonight. Tell me what you think about when you're on stage.
I just feel super appreciated. I have the opportunity to share my music to all of the world, to the people, to everybody who work with me. I feel super appreciated. And I want to thank you, the Universal God, give me the opportunity, like, make my dreams come true since I was 6 years old.
Tell people how they can look you up on the internet. Venus Tsai is T-S-A-I?
Yes. You can look for me on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, everywhere by Venus Violin.
Venus Violin. You'll be able to see her and realize just how talented she is and how fortunate we are to hear her on the Sapphire Princess. Thank you. And we're going to have to get you to America so everybody can hear you.
Amazing. That's my dreams come true.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Venus Sai, a violinist extraordinaire. My son Nathaniel said she's a yo-yo ma violinist. That's how good she is. It's fun chatting with these wonderful, talented entertainers here on ESPN 93.5.
Great report from Stevie J, live from the Princess Sapphire, and everyone in his family and the group from East Central Illinois with Stevie J Travel pulling together all the arrangements for the trip, and things seem to be going well. Again, a week from today at the iHotel and Conference Center, Friday the 18th, it is our Cardinal Caravan, giving you a chance to interact with some of the players and alumni. Make sure you're a part of it and mark your calendar for next week with ESPN 93.5.
Earn money fast in the new year with the U of I Community Credit Union. Hi, it's Lisa Paul from UICCU, and we're kickstarting 2019 by giving you $250 to use how you'd like in 2019. Some restrictions apply. Get up to $250 with qualifying activities. Open a new checking account at the U of I Credit Union and receive $100 cash. Then, open a new Illini Visa Rewards card and get $150 cash. Visit uofi.credit.union.org or stop into one of our branches to learn more. This is a limited-time offer. So what are you waiting for? Because $250 cash is waiting for you. Open a new checking account at the U of I Credit Union and receive $100 cash. Then, open a new Illini Visa Rewards card and get $150 cash. Start the year with more money in your pocket from the U of I Community Credit Union.
The carry-in lunch is next week. Sign-up sheets outside my door. Bring some goodies, okay?
Oh, hey, Bob, I was just going to bring some wings and poppers from Rosati's. Is that okay?
Sure, Jerry.
Hey, Bob, I was thinking calzones from Rosati's. Is that okay?
That'd be fine, Clara.
Hey, Bob, a scale's up front. We're just going to bring some salads and pastas from Rosati's.
Is that okay? Sure, ladies, that'd be fine.
Hey, Bob, you might want to just go ahead and cater it.
Rosati's Pizza, more than just pizza, with catering available for big groups or small. See the full menu at myrosati's.com.
I'm Chris Foster.
We're not going anywhere. We're not changing our mind because there's nothing to change your mind about. The world works.
President Trump talking about border security in McAllen, Texas. The governor and congressional representative of Puerto Rico say the president is wrong to consider using federal disaster funds for a southern border wall.
President Trump hinted at using an emergency declaration to begin wall construction without congressional approval. Fox has confirmed the White House has requested the Army Corps of Engineers look into the possibility of redirecting disaster funding elsewhere to the border.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern in McAllen. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells Fox the United States will hold an international conference on the Middle East next month in Poland.
Countries will all come together to focus on a Middle East stability and peace and freedom and security here in this region, and that includes an important element of making sure that Iran is not a destabilizing influence.
This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign police have issued a warrant for Mario Turner in a Christmas Eve shooting that left one person hurt. Police responded to the 1400 block of North McKinley Avenue after getting reports of a shooting. A 32-year-old male had shown up at a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A warrant has been issued for Turner for the charge of aggravated battery with a firearm. He is 38 years old, 6 feet tall, about 260 pounds, with brown eyes and dark hair. The CEU one-to-one mentoring program is celebrating mentors and looking to recruit new ones during National Mentoring Month this January. More than 400 community members currently serve as mentors to students in Champaign Unit 4 School District. CEU one-to-one will host a mentor luncheon on Tuesday the 15th, and they'll celebrate Thank Your Mentor Day on Friday, January 25th. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Our forecast is calling for some tricky wintry weather as we have this winter weather warning, this storm warning in effect from 6 p.m. tonight until 6 a.m. Sunday. 1 to 3 inches overnight with a low 27 expected this evening. The sunshine now, today's high 34. Up to only 32 tomorrow, down to around 25. 100% chance of snow, an additional 3 to 5 inches possible, and it kind of depends on where you live or where you work. So make sure you're checking out the maps and the official report on the roads before you head out, and make sure you have all the supplies you need in your vehicle and in your pantry at home in case you are bunkering down. On Sunday, we have a high 31, but coming into Sunday, early morning hours, we could see a little more snow. Sunday night's low at 17. Back to work Monday with sunshine, high 28, 35 by Tuesday. Maybe a little melting going on if we do see some snow coming our way. I had a chance to visit with Stevie J about his experience so far on this Asia cruise. Stevie J Travel pulling together such a great trip. And their experience in Hong Kong with this Sam's Tailor Shop catering to so many different celebrities. Right, Stevie?
Richard Nixon. I mean, the wall of, and it's an itty-bitty little shop, no larger than a yogurt shop. It's just crazy how small that is. And there's pictures of Margaret Thatcher, Donald Trump, Barack Obama, Elton John, Roger Moore, James Bond. I mean, just on and on and on. Big names, Will and Kate. I mean, Princess Diana, Prince Charles. I mean, it's amazing. And here he was making suits for our guys. And even a suit coat for me and a shirt. So we had a really good time at Sam's Tailors, and you'll hear a little about that. It's been a really unique trip. We've been blessed to travel a lot, and this one's really different. We're so far away, and it's just so different culturally. It's just so eye-opening. We went on the longest escalator in the world today. It spans about a mile, and we went on for a segment just to say we did. And that was pretty unique to do that. But you know what? In Hong Kong, where we are today, and I'm looking at the city skyline right now. It's 9:10 over here at night, and it's just beautiful to see all the lights of Hong Kong. Hong Kong has so many people. I mean, it felt extraordinary. Now, this is Friday, but it was really, really, we rode the subway really crowded. I mean, the doors opened on the subway, and we had 8 people to get on the subway. And you just don't think it's going to happen, but you just keep pushing. And you are nose to nose. I mean, you are nose to nose. But it's a wonderful place. It's so different than Shanghai. It's one country but two systems. Hong Kong is very westernized, very east meets west kind of a thing. A different feel than Shanghai. But it's big. It's 7 or 8 million, I think. It's half the size of New York City, but twice buildings from the standpoint of 14 stories or higher in Hong Kong. There are 8,000 buildings, Diane, 14 stories or higher.
Wow.
So it's remarkable. It really is.
So let's talk about the food. I've been getting questions when I'm out and about of what's Stevie eating. I know you mentioned the squid that was moving and how that was served, but the fish market was incredible. And that was in Bupan?
Yeah, we didn't eat at the fish market. That was a little bit too much. I mean, we didn't try and cook a fish or anything, and we didn't eat any of the squid legs that move, the thing in Busan, South Korea. But we have been eating mostly on the ship, and the ship is, you know, wonderful food, and you eat too much, and I think the average person gains 8 pounds. It's just really, really hard not to gain weight when there's virtually food 24 hours a day, and it's good food. And it's the Princess Sapphire, you know, no exception. It's very good. We're enjoying filet mignon tonight. In fact, I got up from the dinner table right now to talk to you. So it's you know, food is I will say that we've been eating sushi offshore. Today was dim sum here in Hong Kong. And so we've been definitely trying some of that, but we're not going to do any wiggly, you know, squid legs. We're not doing stuff like that.
Well, some people talking about coming together as a family and how great it is that your whole family could be there together. And the folks from East Central Illinois and the trip being coordinated by Stevie J Travel. This is awesome.
Yeah, we love group travel. My kids could all lead groups. They've been raised kind of on these things. And Nathaniel just guided us through Hong Kong today, and he knows how to ride the subways and take the buses. He just knows how to do it. It's just I just follow him. So he's really good. Christian, Benjamin, and Grace, all very seasoned, very easy going and understanding how it all works. And so it's really fun having their help on this trip. So it's just not me leading. I've got all six. So, no, it's great. It's great. We love our dinners. We laugh a lot. Just have so much fun together. And cruising is just such a – I love doing that because you get to see the world, but yet you also don't have to keep moving your luggage. And that's probably what I like the most is you move in, you're a floating hotel, you see all these beautiful places, and you just feel like you've been gone a year. I mean, it just feels like months since we've been home, and I guess that's kind of what a vacation is supposed to be. But we've had a great time. We bond with our travelers. Our group is so good. We're having such a great time with everybody. And it's halfway over. We'll be home a week from Monday. So it's coming too quick. We stop in Vietnam Monday, Bangkok Wednesday, and then an island on Thursday, and then Singapore to wind up the trip. So we've kind of called it the best of Neil Diamond, Diana. It's just all the hits of Asia, and it's just enough to see if we want to come back.
Five different countries. Amazing. Boy, the connection sounds great, too. So you can stay plugged in with what's happening over in America, huh?
Yeah, I can. It's not as easy, certainly. It's just, you know, I know the Atlanta lost my tan to Michigan. We were able to track some of that. We're probably not going to get to watch the New Orleans Saints, which hurts me. We'll be in Vietnam. They play Sunday, but it'll be Monday for us. So yeah, I mean, it's not perfect, but we're able to know about the wall and the shutdown. We certainly can track that. I haven't talked to anybody that's brought it up, though. You know, we're here with, I don't know how many countries are on the ship, but a bunch, but nobody's mentioned anything or I've overheard nothing about it. It's a whole bunch of us talking about ourselves, but the rest of the world doesn't seem to be worried about it, at least the normal people that are trying to have a vacation. I haven't heard one word about Donald Trump. I haven't heard one word about anything about China and America, nothing.
How about the weather? How's that been?
You know, it was cold starting out in the 30s and 40s, and now as we're heading south, today was 65, beautiful. And I know that Champaign has 20 or 30 degrees, I believe. But, yeah, it's been cool. It's one of those trips where it's very unusual to pack where we had to layer up, and then we're going to end in Singapore when it's going to be like 85 or 90. And so, yes, from now on, we're pretty much in polo shirts and probably even shorts here as we continue to move south.
When you're seeing some of these cities, are you seeing the urban concerns with homelessness or things like that?
Nope. No homeless. They just don't allow it. They just take care of their people. They put them in one-bedroom apartments. I saw no homeless in Hong Kong. I saw one homeless in Shanghai. You just don't see it. The streets are clean. The subways are safe. It's pretty impressive from the standpoint of infrastructure. They got a lot of people, and they've got, you know, less freedoms than we do. But, boy, we struggle with, you know, hurting people's feelings and, you know, not allowing people to do whatever they want to do. And as Mike Ditka says, you get what you tolerate. Mm-hmm. And I know in San Francisco and their homeless problem and all that's happening on the streets of San Francisco, it's just a mess. It's almost uninhabitable in some areas because of the stuff people are allowed to do in public. So they don't do it here, and I'm not advocating for that, but I'm just saying it's just you just don't see those issues. You don't feel them, see them. The streets are clean. Subways are clean. No homeless. And you know, I'm not advocating anything. I think we have the best system, best country, best amazing place to live, but it is pretty interesting to see how clean it is, and I don't think what they do with their people necessarily is very good. We just don't see it. If they see somebody on the street, they just pick them up. I don't know what happened.
I heard Benjamin talk about a sound ordinance in Shanghai and that the city was relatively quiet.
Very quiet. There's no honking allowed. You know, if you sat there to light and honk 12 times, you'd lose your license.
Wow.
Now, the people, you know, we talked to somebody who lived in Shanghai. If you take drugs, you're caught with drugs, you die. They shoot you, and the family can't get the body back till they pay for the bullet.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's nuts. But, you know, so, I mean, that's just unbelievable. But that's what a guy that lived in Shanghai said. So, again, it's anecdotal. It's not fact. But it's one of those stories you hear where some people that make waves or do something wrong, and they kind of disappear.
So Stevie J Travel is coordinating everything for you and our folks from East Central Illinois.
And a pretty good thing happening there with this Asia trip. We really appreciate your report, Stevie.
All right, Diane. Well, listen, enjoy some of these others. I'll be reporting live for you from Vietnam on Monday.
All right, tell everybody hello in the family and enjoy yourself. Really unplug and rest and have fun.
You bet. Let me just do one shout-out. There's one of the head waiters is Felix. He works on the Princess Sapphire, and he is extraordinarily great. His name is Felix, and if you travel to Princess Sapphire, you need to ask for him.
Awesome. Thanks, Stevie. Have a good one.
See you.
All right,
take care,
bye
Diane.
Now.
Thank you.
ESPN 93.5. Great to hear from Stevie J on the Princess Sapphire on his trip today.
Stevie J Travel presents 2019. Enjoy many great group trips to incredible destinations. Maybe it's Alaska or Canyon Country with Mary Beth Porosik, or a trip down the Rhine River with Janet and me. Or maybe you're interested in our Weapons of World War II trip. All you have to do to find out more is visit StevieJTravel.com. Again, StevieJAYTravel.com. And join us in 2019. Where do you want to go?
Terms and conditions apply.
Lost to number two, Michigan, yesterday, 79-69. But Illini Nation seems to be okay with the performance. I mean, we hung with them, and the Wolverines haven't had this good of a start since their program history began. They are tying their best record yet at 16-0, and the only unbeaten team with Virginia. Antoine January was in the house yesterday as we look at some of the recruits that are eyeing our Illini. And we're looking forward to the Illini in action gymnastics tomorrow at 4 in Hapaul. The wrestling in action. We have track and field against Iowa. So go Illini all the way around. NBA action has the Bulls at Golden State this evening. On ice last night, the St. Louis Blues over the Montreal Canadiens. That final was 4-1. John Jay, $4 million one-year deal with the Chicago White Sox. My friend Marcy Stegging from Mahomet, big John Jay fan, when he was playing for the Cardinals, and then wasn't it the Cubs, and then now he's Chicago White Sox. So speaking of the Cardinals, I know that we're looking forward to our Cardinal Caravan presented by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. It's a week from today on Friday, January 18th. Combination of current players, future stars, and Cardinal alumni at the I Hotel at high noon. Our guest list includes first baseman Jose Martinez, John Brebbia, pitcher, John Gantz, another pitcher, and Lane Thomas, outfield. You know, we've got current players and players that are up-and-comers. It's a great experience. Hal Roboski will be there. Isn't he like the Mad Hungarian is his nickname? And Benji Molina, Yachty's brother. We've got an MC in broadcaster Tom Ackerman with KMOX Sports, and our very own Lante on with Michael Carpenter from 4 to 6 here on ESPN 93.5, helping in the Q&A portion of the event. It's next week. The first 400 kids, 15 and under, will receive an autograph card when they walk through the door and get an order after the program is ordered to get one item autographed. It is a cool event, and you'll want to be a part of it with ESPN 93.5. Again, January 18th at the I Hotel. We've got a lot of football action to look forward to in case we're snowed in. Starting tomorrow at 3:35, Indy at Kansas City. Dallas is at the L.A. Rams at 7:15 Saturday night. Sunday at noon, L.A. Chargers at New England to take on the Patriots. And the Philadelphia Eagles are in New Orleans for that 3 o'clock game on Sunday. I hope your favorite team continues in that quest for the Super Bowl. We're ESPN 93.5. We've got your forecast coming up shortly. I do want to also tell people about how cool it is to be able to upgrade your appliances and make your kitchen or man cave look really nice with 2019 here. No better time than the new year to upgrade your appliances. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, been in business since 77, over 40 years of appliance experience. The largest independent dealer in central Illinois, located in Champaign, Bloomington, Springfield, and Decatur. They've got some top quality products too, from Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. They are located just off I-74 on Neal Street. If you are remodeling or, like I said, upgrading, you need that quality and incredible customer service and affordable pricing. And, of course, wow, their free 10-year protection plan.
You can visit online, DickAppliance-World.com. ESPN 93.5, that forecast, coming up next.
Blue.
ESPN 93.5 at 8:50. We've got your forecast, and we're talking winter storm warning in effect. So many friends of mine are stocking up and getting ready to brace for impact starting tonight at 6, extending through a Saturday evening. We've got a 50% chance of snow late afternoon, 100% chance of snow, especially overnight, 1 to 3 inches possible then. We've got more snow coming our way and a high of 32 tomorrow, down to 26, possibly 3 to 5 inches on Saturday's forecast. Clouds on Sunday with a high 31. Back to work Monday, sunshine and a high 28, 35 by Tuesday. Currently 21, ESPN 93.5. I've had a good time, learned a lot today. We've got the CU one-to-one mentoring programs in Unit 4 schools and Unit 116 in Urbana. If you'd like to step up as a mentor, it is Mentoring Month, and that would be a great thing as you get involved in 2019, and they have kids between third and eighth grade. They already have 650 active mentors in progress now, and still kids on the waiting list to be matched up with someone like you, and it's only 1 hour per week, and you go to the school, and you spend an hour with the kid, and, you know, your life could be changed because of it. Good things happen. Happening in Unit 7 as I see my alma mater as a rocket. Unity High School is hosting their male beauty pageant, raising money for Leukemia and the Lymphoma Society. That's happening tomorrow night. They've got a parade of contestants, silly swimwear, formal wear, an interview and talent portion for the Mr. Unity contest. And it's happening at 7 o'clock tomorrow in the auditorium. If you'd like to check it out, it's a $5 ticket to get in, $3 for students and kids. Doors will open at 6, and they have audience favorite. In case you'd like to vote with your loose change or bring some cash, all the proceeds, again, will help out the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. It's the Mr. Unity contest tomorrow. And again, it's a great fundraising project that the Unity Student Council, my daughter Anna Anderson, is involved in that as a junior rocket. And I wish the Unity Rockettes all the best. They have dance competitions both tomorrow and on Sunday. I hope the weather plays out and we can get to our places safely. We've got a Jeremy Werner show coming up shortly, and Austin Berkland also preparing some good things for you to hear. I know we were talking NFL inside the last 45 minutes with Jeremy, and he was given some good insight. Also talked about number 2 Michigan beating the Illini again, 79-69. I feel like we were hanging with them. As we say, go Illini here on ESPN 93.5. I went to an event yesterday with the Champaign Parks Foundation. Really enjoyed visiting with Illini fans and folks who listen to the show and following the Asian tour that Stevie J is on with Stevie J Travels. And at the Virginia Theater, they had some flyers about the upcoming Rodney Carrington, a multi-talented comedian, actor, and writer who's expected to do his show on Thursday, February 28th. Maybe you're like me and made a resolution to do more date nights and be more active and do more experiences, and you want to buy some tickets? We've also got them on our website, ESPNCU.com, if you want to tap into that. We'll start giving some tickets away here on our show as soon as we turn the calendar over to February. Again, Rodney Carrington, a funny guy. On the blue-collar side, you might want to keep it 21 and over on this. I was trying to find some sound bites that I could put on the radio, but it was cracking me up, but I didn't think it was fit for radio. In any case, that might be for you, and February 28th at the Virginia Theater should be a fun show, and we'll be handing out tickets here on ESPN 93.5. All right, that'll do it for the show. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to listen to recap some of the topics that we hit, ESPNCU.com. I'm on Twitter at Diane_Ducey, and you can always follow me. I was visiting with Rush Record in the 7 o'clock hour about CASA, CASA 4kids.org to get involved in that organization. And they have some training sessions coming up starting January 22nd for that. As you get involved in your community with ESPN 93.5, enjoy your weekend.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign.